food service, and personal care for University of Illinois students for over 60 years. More information is available at 365-8000 or on their website, hendrickhouse.com.
Sunny and pleasant weather continues. A high of 80 in and around Champaign-Urbana today. It's 57 now. Meteorologist Ed Kieser will have details on the weather in 5 minutes. That's following AM 580 News. Here's Jeff Bossert.
Thanks, Jay. Good morning. Barack Obama's nominating convention is aimed at showing voters the Illinois senator shares their values and has a truly American story. Obama told a crowd at a campaign stop yesterday in Wisconsin they'll see he's just like them. Democrats are trying to target white voters, many of whom were so-called Hillary Democrats because they supported Hillary Rodham Clinton during their primaries. Obama's vice presidential choice of Senator Joe Biden was aimed at helping make inroads. Obama stressed that Biden's roots in blue-collar Scranton, Pennsylvania. Obama was to head back to Chicago last night to work on his convention speech, but he told reporters his speech may not be as good as some of the other convention headliners. Illinois will take center stage today on the first day of the Democratic National Convention. From Denver, Amanda Benneke has this.
Some of Illinois' most prominent Democrats will kick off the convention. Attorney General Lisa Madigan, State Treasurer Alexi Giannoulias, and Comptroller Dan Hines are each slated to speak today. Hines says he'll touch on his unique perspective of having run against Obama in 2004 for U.S. Senate.
When you run against someone, you get a real feel for who they are. You can see them up close and personal. And I can just say that he's a guy of enormous talent and unquestioned integrity.
Obama's former colleague from the state Senate, Chicago City Clerk Miguel Del Valle, will also vouch for Obama before a national audience. Chicago Mayor Richard Daley will take his turn later in the week. One noticeable omission, Governor Rod Blagojevich will not be speaking. From the Democratic National Convention in Denver, I'm Amanda Vinicky.
School districts in downstate Illinois are trying to recruit more minority teachers. In Champaign and Urbana, more than half of the students are minorities, but more than 80% of teachers are white. In Danville, more than 40% of students are black, but only 6% of teachers are 6% of teachers are black. Urbana's Assistant Superintendent for Human Resources, Gail Jeffries, said Urbana is offering tuition assistance, providing mentors to potential teachers, and expanding recruiting to places as far away as Louisiana. Champaign's efforts include paying for tuition and books used toward a teaching degree for some staff. Danville School Board President Randall Ashton said among the challenges they face in a competitive recruiting environment is finding minority teachers who want to come there. A new Illinois law requires colleges and universities to develop a campus violence prevention program. As Jenna Dooley reports, many campuses have a head start.
After the deadly shootings at Virginia Tech and Northern Illinois University, schools scrambled for emergency alert systems and increased security. Now those efforts are part of a state law. Judy Irwin is the executive director of the Illinois Board of Higher Education. She says the law requires school administrators to take yet another step toward violence prevention beginning in January of next year.
Campuses and institutions have had response plans. What this task force really did and what the law really does is raises the level of the importance, maps out we will be assisting in the development of a multi-hazards plan.
Campuses are directed to look at prevention and mental health resources, as well as response systems in case of emergencies. If schools want to implement those initiatives, most of the money will have to come out of pocket. A plan to give out $25 million for campus security is part of a statewide construction program that's bottled up in the General Assembly. I'm Jenna Dooley.
Right now, there's something missing from the Champaign County Courthouse, its tower. The old tower was dismantled over the summer as part of the restoration of the original wing of the building in downtown Urbana. But after Labor Day, work will start on rebuilding the tower. Champaign County Board Facilities Committee Chairman Steve Beckett says the rebuilding will add an interior steel superstructure to help support the tower.
And so we now will be in full compliance with life safety codes, because they've changed in 100 plus years, believe me. They didn't think about earthquakes back in the 1900, and we'll have a steel superstructure. And the steel superstructure supports not only the tower, but it provides lateral support for the building itself. So we'll have a much better, much stronger building, which will last much longer.
The old tower had been shortened over the years due to damage by lightning strikes, but after rebuilding, the tower will be back to its original 135 feet, complete with belfry and gargoyles. Beckett says they expect the project to be finished in late spring of next year. Private donations are helping to pay for the courthouse tower restoration. Our next report of AM 580 News is at 7:30 with headlines at 7:06. I'm Jeff Bossert.
This morning's weather forecast is made possible with support from your locally owned Central Illinois IGA supermarkets, including your IGA store in Rantoul and Catlin, and Jerry's IGA in Hoopston and the Round Barn Center in Champaign. Hometown proud and encouraging you to join them in supporting public radio.
It's 6:35, and our chief meteorologist, Ed Kieser, joins us for another in-depth look at weather here on AM 580. And good morning to you, Ed.
Good morning.
Sunny and pleasant weather continues.
Yeah, it does. Of course, that means it's dry out there, and now it's getting really dry for some.
Yeah, it was difficult yesterday going through the plants and deciding, well, I got to water these. These can make it another day. But I guess this week, you know, you're really going to have to get out there. Lawns, I notice, are pretty much, unless you have been watering them, they're in, kind of in their dormant phase right now.
Yeah, they'll survive.
Yeah.
But I know...
Just